From Church Leaders, How to Help Missionaries, by Elder David A. Bednar of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles. We properly pray for the safety and success of the full-time missionaries throughout the world. And a common element in many of our prayers is a request that the missionaries will be led to individuals and families who are prepared to receive the message of the restoration. But ultimately, it is my responsibility and your responsibility to find people for the missionaries to teach. Missionaries are full-time teachers. You and I are full-time finders. And you and I, as lifelong missionaries, should not be praying for the full-time missionaries to do our work. If you and I would truly pray and ask in faith, as did Joseph Smith, if we would pray with the expectation to act and not just to express, then the work of proclaiming the gospel would move forward in a remarkable way. Such a prayer of faith might include some of the following elements: thanking Heavenly Father for the doctrines and ordinances of the restored gospel of Jesus Christ, which bring hope and happiness into our lives; asking for courage and boldness to open our mouths and share the gospel with our family and friends; entreating Heavenly Father to help us identify individuals and families who will be receptive to our invitation to be taught by the missionaries in our homes; pledging to do our part this day and this week, and petitioning for help to overcome anxiety, fear, and hesitation; seeking for the gift of discernment, for eyes to see and ears to hear missionary opportunities as they occur; praying fervently for the strength to act as we know we should. Gratitude would be expressed, and other blessings might be requested in such a prayer, which would be closed in the name of the Savior. And then the consecrated work of that prayer would continue and increase. This same pattern of holy communication and consecrated work can be applied in our prayers for the poor and the needy, for the sick and the afflicted, for family members and friends who are struggling, and for those who are not attending church meetings. I testify that prayer becomes meaningful as we ask in faith and act. I invite all of us to pray in faith about our divinely given mandate to proclaim the gospel. As we do so, I promise doors will open and we will be blessed to recognize and act upon the opportunities that will be provided. From an April 2008 General Conference address: share what you do to have missionary opportunities and read the experiences of other youth at lds.org/go/missionary-NA-616. End of the section. From Church Leaders, How to Help Missionaries, by Elder David A. Bednar of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles. Read by Dwayne Case.